lot of times we just ride to the end of your ride. It didn't cost but a nickel or a dime to ride.
I've never been on one.
Well, they done away with them, you know. They're sort of slow.
Yeah, they were fun,
though. Yeah, it was fun. It'd be just ramming full of people riding all the time. You know, I think that was a good, cheap way. I think they should have kept that.
They still have them in some cities.
Well, I rode one in Greenville, all the time at Greenville. They didn't ever have one at Greenville. I don't know why.
Say if you were riding on a bus, you might tell the bus driver, well, the next corner is where I want.
I want us to get off at.
Here in Carrollton, where you have the courthouse,
mm-hmm.
You say that Carrollton is the...
Is it? I know what you said, but I can't talk.
Of the county, yes.
Yeah, the county seat.
Say a man who has a civil service job, he works for the federal
government.
What would you say that the police in the town are supposed to maintain?
Law and order. Law and order.
Beg your pardon?
Law and order.
Yes. And in the days before they had the electric chair, murderers were.
They hung them.
Yes, ma'am. And if you were talking about a man who committed suicide, you might say he went out and
killed himself.
Or if he was using a rope,
he hung himself.
Yes, ma'am.
We have a lot. Used to have a lot of that.
What?
Hanging themselves.
Really?
I've known a lot of cases like that.
Around here?
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's a terrible thing, ain't it? A man get tired of living.
It sure is.
If you don't, well, they once on occasion one shoots himself now, but he don't hang himself.
But they used to
hang themselves. Not 2 miles from here, I know the man hanging himself up this road. But I can't see that.
I can't either.
I ain't never got tired of living.
I don't think I'll ever get that.
I know I'm pretty low in health and all that, but I'm gonna go natural. I want to go natural. I wouldn't want to do something like that. But you want is a hereafter. The people that do that, I think the fellow that does that is off out of his mind. Now one of our best friends borrowed a gun from me and shot himself. Killed himself. Mm. One of our best friends. He come down and borrowed it from me. And I like to never got over that. I like to lost my mind over that.
How long ago was that?
That's been 20, 30 years ago. You know, he had went to the army and it had upset him, you know. And they brought him home. They didn't tell nobody that he was wrong or anything, just brought him home. And we didn't know how they brought him home. We didn't understand it. They should have let us know something about it. But he lived right at my hour door, just right outside from my house. And him and my husband was the biggest friends in the world, always had been. And we just thought there was nothing like it. He was a single boy too. And my husband was off from home and he come in there and said to me, he said, I want to get your rifle this morning. I said to him, what do you want with a rifle? He said, I'm kill some crows, they're pulling up my corn. And he had planted a little corn patch down in the field.